Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Everyone, welcome to the show here. I'm Janice Malone. I am in the middle of bringing you a show. How about that? Having a good time here. This is turning out to be one beautiful day here. Weather-wise, it is a little chilly. Yes, yes, just a little chilly-willy, but it's still a beautiful day. The sun is shining brightly, and guess what? We were gifted with this day, so baby, we better make the best of it. So let's get right to it. Okay. Got some really cool guests here. This is a brother and sister filmmakers. They're very, very hip, very cool visionaries here. And I'll tell you about them in a minute more about it because they are our featured guests. But I want to first tell you and let you hear a new feature that our show will start. It's about car reviews. Yeah. Well, everybody go, well, why are you talking about car reviews? Because cars are cool. And, you know, to get to most film festivals, you can either, of course, you can fly, bus, train, but why not sometimes take a really nice auto road drive to one of your favorite film festivals, especially when the weather is good. And so that's one of the reasons we're going to start including auto reviews. But you know something? These are not just your stale, dull, boring car reviews. No. We found a way to make them fun. We're going to make them hip because our car reviews are going to be musical hip-hop car reviews. Yes, I kid you not. The musical hip-hop car reviews. And what it is that I write car reviews a lot for, you know, other publications. So I just thought it would be fun to now, people, if you're not really technical, you see a car review and you don't really get bogged down into all of the semantics of the suspension system and the you know, the four-wheel drive and all of the, you know, all of that kind of stuff, the motor mounts and all of that. You want a car, it's pretty, it's cool, it's stylish, you buy it, you get in it, you go. That's pretty much what you want to do when you're looking at car reviews. You just don't have time for all of that, the powertrain and all that little stuff. Nothing wrong with it, but that's not what everybody is into. So I said, hey, let's find a way to make it fun and to capture the attention of everyone. And everybody loves music. If most people love hip-hop music. You know, some of it I can do without, but I grew up on hip-hop music, so yeah. So anyway, it's called the Film Festival Radio Hip-Hop Car Music Review, and here is our first one. We want you to tell us what do you think about it. Drop us a line, info@filmfestivalradio.com. That's info@filmfestivalradio.com, and let us know what you think about it. Now, the car review that you are about to hear is a 2019 Volvo XC as in cat 40. Again, it's a 2019 Volvo XC 40 is the style. And of course, you can go to Volvo USA in North America, whichever one it is, and get more details about it. No, Volvo is not one of our sponsors, not right now at least, but we're going to just have different cars as we go along. So let's take a listen to the premiere of the Film Festival Radio Hip Hop Car Music Review. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go though. Cruising down the street in a new Volvo 2019 Volvo XC40, rolling supreme in a ride that's 40. Of course, modern Scandinavian design, intuitive tech and broad shoulder line. Small storage as a driver in mind. Four cylinder turbocharged engine inline, inside, inline, four wheel drive, an angled grille, now low wheel sign. They strive to make a car that drives, style and class what it provides, and a quiet ride that's moving sound through the right with laminated panoramic moonroof. Sun and the moon, two in harmony, car premium sound if you choose. 30 speakers, balanced acoustics, world's first air ventilated subwoofer. Under the windshield for a powerful sound, read additional storage to empower you now. Easy access, yep, it's so clean. On a Sensus 9-inch touchscreen, infotainment hub, and fittingly with steering control connectivity. That's a lot now, but the best part coming is about 33,200 to get to your dealer and catch these sales. eBubbleCars.com for more details.
Okay, that's it. What do you think? I just love it. We had so much fun putting that together. As I said, I wrote the lyrics, the song. Well, really, it's a car review. And so I'll tell you more about the two gentlemen, the gentleman that's doing the actual rapping and the it's a trap style rap, but I'll tell you more about them later on in the show or maybe our next show. But the main thing is that introduces our new hip hop music car review. Tell us what you think of it. info@filmfestivalradio.com. And hopefully you will like it. I really hope that you do. Okay, now let's move on to the rest of our show. As I noted earlier, we have two guests here. They are brother and sister dynamic duo as far as talent. Yes, these two, there is no sibling rivalry here. They complement each other with their respective talents. So we're talking about Stephen and Alexa Kenigopoulos. Alexa is a very, very talented photographer. Stephen is equally as talented film and music video director, producer, and they are the go-to duo for so many music video requests for major celebrities here in the Nashville area. And who are some of them? Well, let's have Kacey Musgraves, so Grammy Award winner, Choose for One. Who else are we talking about? What's her name? Williams. Joy, sorry about that. Joy, somebody was getting my attention here. I hate, guys, do not do that while I'm on the air. It can wait. Joy Williams, solo artist for the Civil Wars. Just so many. And so they have co-directed a brand new independent film called Fishbowl. Yes, Fishbowl. Go look on our, as you are looking and listening to the show, we have a link to the trailer of Fishbowl. And we also have a trailer to their recent Nashville premiere of the film that was star-studded. Yes, some of Hollywood's hottest feature film television stars were here, producers, writers, showrunners, such as I mentioned her earlier, Kacey Musgraves, Rustin Kelly, Claire Brown, Judith Hogue from the Nashville TV show, Joy Williams again, TJ Osborne from the Osborne Brothers, Osborne, I should say. Some of the members of the Kings of Leon was there. And also George Pelicanos, writer producer of some of his projects, HBO's The Deuce, The Pacific, along with Tom Hanks, and The Wire, Brian Rawlings, who is former Senior Vice President of Disney, and just so many, 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 many more. All of them were here for the Nashville premiere of Fishbowl. And it was I missed it because I had to be out of town. But again, you can go look at the trailer there at the link and just look at, you know, the red carpet walk down. It was just so much fun. You can tell that. So anyway, Fishbowl, the movie, has received lots of recognition, critically acclaimed from the fans and the critics, film critics alike. And what makes it even more outstanding is that this is Stephen and Alexis's first film, first full-length film. As I said, they have really made names for themselves in the world of music videos and photography. Alexa is a standout photographer, and you can go and look at some of her work. constellationmag.space/Alexa-King is one place that you can go and look at some of her photography work. I mean, she's got pictures for National Geographic, or just so many, just so many. So again, very talented brother sister duo here. They have relocated their feature film production studio, Running Bear Films, here to Nashville, which is outstanding because, as we all know, Nashville is the new it city for so many things, especially for music. But now more and more film projects are coming to Nashville. And so Alexa and Stephen are just one of many people who are putting up full-fledged production studios here in town. So Running Bear Films is now in Nashville. So I got the opportunity to talk with them about Fishbowl, their film, and I'll just quickly tell you a little bit about, I don't want to tell you too much because we want them to tell you. Fishbowl is kind of sort of when lies and truth and fear and religion, the South, when you mix all of that together, it's a recipe for a lot of things. So, shall we say interesting things to happen. And that's kind of sort of what my interpretation of what Fishbowl is about, that I don't want to give away too much because we want the filmmakers themselves to tell you more about their film. So we're going to bring them on board and let Stephen and Alexa tell you more about Fishbowl, their new film, and where it's going, what it has done, and the behind the scenes, the backstory of what this film, what not only is it about, but how it came about, which is what I like so much. And I love those backstories. So, okay, let's bring them on board and just begin our chat with Stephen and Alexa.
Talking with brother and sister Stephen and Alexa Kinigopoulos. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes.
That was impressive. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I've been practicing. I was like, oh, because I am known. Okay, good. Good rehearsal is good. I'm known to really, really slaughter people's last names, but I try to, and I start practicing ahead of time, and that helps me out a lot. So, okay. Well, anyway, the film is Fishbowl. I love the little that I know about the backstory of how this film came about. So in your own words, let's hear your rendition of the backstory of how Fishbowl all came about.
Yeah, so Alexa is a photographer as well. And one day we were both home in Maryland at our parents' house, and she was doing a shoot with three girls and a father, and I had nothing better to do that day. And sometimes we do I would film some of her stuff just for fun. And so we brought our cinematographer, who works with us on our music videos, Levi, to the shoot with Alec, and we just started filming that. And then on the way home, we were like, we're gonna need something to cut this to. So we wrote a quick monologue for one of the models to say, and within like an hour or two, we had a 1-minute clip of this shoot. And then we really liked it, and we were just like, we should add 89 more minutes to it. And then that's how it came to be.
A few months later, I got a phone call from Steven. I wrote our first screenplay, and I was like, what? And it pretty much was Fishbowl in screenplay form.
Oh, my goodness. What luck are you guys having? The film has been so well received in film festivals throughout the country. Were you guys very surprised at how well this been doing with film festivals, directors and audiences, or what?
I wouldn't necessarily say surprised, because we definitely believed in the project and we had such a wonderful cast and crew to help us get to the finish line. But we definitely feel very appreciative and lucky to be with in like the ranks with such talented people. Austin was an incredible film festival, and we premiered our film there. So that was like a really beautiful experience, being in Austin, surrounded by all those artists and kind of sharing it there. So it definitely was a wonderful feeling, I'd say.
Well, I think, of course, the film festival, the Austin Film Festival, that's a great way to premiere, to start out there. If you get them, the rest of them are pretty much kind of gravy, so to speak, but you've got to land to that. Now, when you watch, when you're in the theater and they're at the film festivals and such, are you finding that the audience's reactions, do they get it as far as when they're supposed to really be to get the idea of the storyline, or what? Or are you hoping that it's like, oh, man, they missed really getting that scene? Or are you finding that they're getting each scene the way you envisioned it?
Well, I believe every audience is different, and every screening is different. But there are telling signs within the first 5 minutes what kind of audience they would be. And there's one part where we base it off of where we're like, okay, it's this kind of crowd. Because the film is, there is dark humor into it, but it's not, I mean, it's more of a drama than anything else.
Family
but there is
thriller.
Dark humor, but it's also, does this crowd feel more uncomfortable to laugh? Or do they know it's kind of, you know, or do they actually laugh because of the dark humor? So it's one or the other. But I feel like the responses we've been getting are what you would hope for as a filmmaker.
Okay. So tell me about the idea behind the way you interpret the term fishbowl and how it relates to the story that you tell in your film.
So fishbowl, Stephen, I'm trying to remember how exactly Stephen came up with the title fishbowl. I think it was from that first monologue from when we had the original photo shoot. In his like pseudo-Southern voice, talking about living in a small town. So we really wanted you to feel the world of the small town, and that you're watching these girls and their dad go through this tough time, and that you also feel like you're kind of being watched. So it was really important for us to kind of bring that back around, because the film deals with religion, it deals with society, judgment, and I think that's a pretty universal thing for everyone. If you're in a small community or a large community, it's kind of like an everyday hardship. So we really wanted to make it, to set the tone of like, you're being watched, you should feel uncomfortable, and like watch this family go through this. So I think the title was really key in bringing that back around.
I just think something about religion, sexuality, politics, those three always make such a great recipe when you're dealing with the South. I mean, they make a good recipe for a film any region, but especially in the South. I don't know what that's about, but it does. It seems to always work, that recipe. And so,
no, it definitely does.
Yeah, you guys have found finding that out for sure.
Yeah, well, I think Stephen and I, our mother is Jewish and our dad is Greek Orthodox, which is a form of Christianity that's, I guess, would be more similar to Catholicism. So both kind of, you know, intense religions, but we were raised kind of more openly because it was confusing and because they were so different and they got married in the 80s and that was kind of taboo. Nowadays, not as, you know, big of a deal. But we were raised pretty open-minded, but definitely felt the pressure of not being one, which kind of has to do with like why we wrote the film, but also sets the tone for those questions of religion and judgment and sexuality and growing up and should I do this and should I do that. And I think that was really important for Steven and I to show the girls going through that, and especially, you know, in a smaller town or in a more rural, rustic, or southern town, you know, you're not supposed to discuss things, and there's a lot of shame and guilt and things that are swept under the rug, and it was really important for us to kind of get those things out there because it is such a common theme with all these families. And Steven and I used to live in New Orleans, and now we're in Tennessee, which is like Bible Belt Central. So we definitely enjoyed pushing the belt. And that was even a question in our Q&A was, were you nervous about showing this in Tennessee? And I think honestly, I think we were happy to show it here because we like to challenge people. So.
Yeah, well, I would say that Tennessee is probably the buckle of the Bible Belt. It's so, yeah, it's so Tennessee.
Yeah, there are churches on every corner. I mean, it is. I've never seen more churches in my life. So,
so you guys really had it.
Yeah, we have church traffic here. Like, on Sundays, it's
a
thing.
I mean, there's literally a church on every corner. I've never, and like, and New Orleans is pretty religious, but it's Catholic and, they're bigger churches, and there are less of them. So I was just, like, blown away by how many there are, many different kinds of Christianity. There's, like, Methodist. There's Pentecostal. I mean, they just have everything here. Baptist. So it's just wild to kind of see.
It is. There's Baptist, regular, Southern Baptist, African-American Baptist, Holy Baptist.
Yeah. Methodist, Presbyterian.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so confusing. It's like, okay, I'm just going to go to church. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just going in the building and just take it from there. It is a lot.
Yeah, it's
a lot. Quite a lot. It's a lot. Well, to further speak of family, I understand that your family, it really believes in the project, your film. Your grandparents were part investors in it. Was it hard to sell family on, hey, this is my first film and we want you guys to invest in it? What was that conversation like?
I think, you know, I think the most amazing thing that a child can have is probably support from their parents and their family. And we've been fortunate enough to have that from ours. We're very grateful for that, too. And they've always believed in us, I feel like. And, you know, they've seen us grow throughout the years. And I feel like if they didn't think we were ready or capable, you know, there'd be that real talk of like, hey, you should, you know, the 9-to-5 thing would be, you know, just stuff like that. But it's never really come to that. And we've been fortunate enough not to really have to do that. But yeah, and also, like, you know, I would say this. They've been huge influences on Alexa and I to get to this point. I mean, our mother works in film. She was a key department head of hair of HBO's The Wire. And so Alexa and I were kids on that set, grew up on that set. So it's always been in our life. And, you know, the other thing is all the, you know, the creativity. We have very creative women in our family, from my mother to my sister to our mom. And then you have the Greek, you know, your stereotypical hardworking, you know, Greek father. And so I think this all makes sense and, like, you know, keep going and go after what you want kind of thing. So
they gave
lucky.
Us good tools to take a tough industry, pretty much.
Yeah.
It is a tough one, but you guys are weathering the storm quite nicely here. Your recent Nashville premiere of Fishbowl, you had the red carpet event, and I understand there were lots. As I told your brother, I was out of town. I missed it. But I understand there were a lot of music celebrities on the red carpet. So tell everybody about who were some of your VIP red carpet guests here.
Yeah, we had a lot of artists and friends that we have worked with and been lucky enough to make art with and just spend time with. And we had one of our artists, Rustin Kelly, who's a dear friend of ours, who's so talented. he had an amazing album come out this year. His wife is also another artist we've worked with, Casey Musgrave, who's extremely talented. We had our friend TJ, who's in the Brothers Osborne, who they're from Maryland. We had his sister, Natalie, who's a great friend of ours and also in the music industry and very successful. And so we had another brother-sister duo, and they're from Maryland, so that was really funny. Them watching the movie after, they were like, wait, are these people from, these actors from Maryland? We had a bunch of models in town that we worked with that we shoot. A lot of great artists here, too. And you helped me out. I'm trying to go over the list.
Yeah, we had Jillian Jacklin, Kelly Bannon.
Country artist. We debuted her video before, who's an incredible artist. She was in the Civil Wars, and she had her and her husband, who's her manager, and they're a lovely couple. So we had some great teams in there.
It's
Las Vegas.
Nash, good old Nash Vegas. I love that title. Nash Vegas. I just think it's so much fun.
It's very, it makes sense.
Very much so. Well, to further speak of music videos, I know you guys are accustomed to working music videos, you know, a music video standard about 2 minutes and some change. So is it more of a challenge doing a full 90-minute big screen film versus a 2-minute music video? Are the challenges the same pretty much, or what is that like for you guys?
I think the challenge is one is money. And more captivating minutes. I mean, not to say that there's, you get more time to tell the story in 90 minutes than you do in two, obviously. But that, I think that's another reason why we love doing music videos, because if you can tell a story in 2 minutes, a full story,
then
I mean, it's good practice for when, you know, you got to do 90.
But they're hard in different ways.
Yeah. And also, I think music videos, well, I mean, we've done a lot of narrative music videos, but it's also more of a vibe, you know, and the script's already kind of laid out for you. So you have to put the pieces together to make, you know, it coherent and one voice kind of. So, and I think it's a nice challenge, always.
Well, you guys conquered it and won. You've got a full-fledged film on your hands here.
Thank you.
That the critics and the public like. Well, I understand that you are running their films, your production studio, you're moving it to Nashville, and that's, which is great for the city. So why move it to Nashville? What is it about Nashville that caused you to want to pick up and move your company here?
So Alexa was already here a little bit before me, and our father loves country music, and I remember being at the house, and he always has the top 20 countdown from CMT playing. And I remember watching these videos, and with Alexa already being there, and it kind of just clicked for me that this may be the right move, and we'll be together and can do this together. Because, like, that, you know, I love filmmaking. I do. But there's something about doing it with Alexa that just makes it, like, me cherish it a lot more. I just love it. And so this was the decision we both made, and so far I think it's the best decision I've made. So
it's also such
Alexa
a great
feels,
place
but, yeah.
to live.
Yeah.
It's just a healthy, happy community. We've lived a few places, and it's personally the only place I've lived where all the creatives, even if they're not like crazy about each other, they're all very supportive and give props to the other person. We've worked in LA, lived in New York, we worked in New Orleans in the film industry, and it's just been the most supportive community. And it's just in general, the quality of life here is really high, and that's something that we notice, and it's kind of just a booming city. So if that's, you know, having success in all other industries have success, I think. And so that's why Nashville pretty much became home really fast. Like, we could both see us, you know, living here and having our lives here, and, you know, our parents love it. So it was a pretty much a perfect fit.
Yeah.
And they need more film. So we're ready, you know, to get in there and do that. Yeah.
Definitely need more film. And also, since you've got family in Maryland, it's barely a little over an hour plane ride from here to Maryland.
The ride's like nothing, and the drive's pretty good too, because I've taken the drive. I'm not a big flyer, so I've definitely made Stephen do the drive a few times. Poor thing.
Well, I'm with you on the flying. I have to fly all over the world, and I still have a fear of flying. Go figure that out. I can't. It's just crazy.
I do. I understand. No one understands that.
No. And you know what? I'm tired of trying to make them understand it. It's like, look, I just don't like flying. Thank you. And I endorse that statement. So that's it. Well, it's okay. I got a couple of last questions here. So what's next for Fishbowl, the movie?
We have a couple more film festivals to play at that we've been accepted to, but aren't allowed to say what they are just yet per the film festival. I know. I'm sorry. But it's in Texas and one's in Maryland. That's what I'm going
to that helps.
Yeah. We'll let know as soon as they say we're okay to give the go-ahead. We'll let everyone know via the social media. But
okay.
So that's next for Fishbowl. And then we have, you know, another feature in the works right now. And just continuing
that writing,
the music to do in the meantime. Yep.
Okay. So this next film is
it...
her photo shoots, yeah. That's always good. Your talents really complement each other. On the work that you're putting out here, very much so. So this next film, what genre is it?
It's a true crime. True crime missing
person. Another thriller.
Thriller.
I love thrillers type genres. One of my favorite movies is The Usual Suspects. I just love
it. Oh, it's such a great movie.
Kaiser Soze, yes. Oh, my goodness.
That's such a good one.
You're not going to believe this, but do you know, I know when that movie kind of first came out, I know of a friend of mine. Do you know she was considering naming her baby that? I am not kidding you.
Oh, my
you.
God, no.
That's an incredible friend.
I'm glad she did it.
Never let go.
Just like... Everybody talked about her so badly. And she's like, you guys are missing the beauty in the name. Go back and look at the movie again, please. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So funny.
The people that I know are scary. But she didn't. She named the baby Cheryl. And so everybody lived happily ever after.
That's better.
Much better. Well, okay. Lastly, where can people go to keep up with Fishbowl and how it's doing and how they can see it for themselves other than a film festival? Where do we need to go?
We have a website. We have social media for Fishbowl. We'll definitely be updating soon because we're just kind of trying to figure out what route to go with distribution and playing a festival. So we'll definitely keep everyone updated.
Okay, so just go to Fishbowl the movie, or just go to Fishbowl on Facebook.
Our Running Bear website, and then we have socials for Fishbowl. We have an Instagram and a Facebook set up, and IMDb. So pretty much they're there, and we'll be in touch soon.
Yeah, on Instagram it's Fishbowl Movie.
Fishbowl Movie on Instagram. Okay. All right. Well, we got it. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I kind of got the cheat sheet. I got to look at it early before other people. But anyway, welcome to Nashville. By the way, how long have you guys been here? By the way.
I've been here maybe 2.5 years. Almost coming up on 3, I feel like.
Oh, you're a regular.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, I think it's just turned a year on the, like, 27th of December.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're just coming up on some anniversaries here. Well, great.
Yeah.
So the main thing is you guys are here. You're all snuggled in and warm, and you've got, you know, everything going here. And you're bringing films here, which is even better, which is, so, again, so needed. So I want to thank you guys for the chat this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Janice. Nice to meet you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Maybe I'll see you guys in the Gulch or somewhere. Who knows?
Yeah.
I hang out there quite a lot. But,
yeah, travel whiskey.
Okay, now you're talking.
Yeah.
That will work. That will work. Okay, we will do that. So anyway, thank you again for the chat, and we will just look forward to more films and great photography work from both of you guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, that is Stephen and Alexa Kinigopoulos, film directors of their new film, Fishbowl. And again, we have the link right there that you can go and look at the trailer, and also the link of when they had the film had its Nashville red carpet premiere of all the stars and celebrities, and Stephen and Alexa as well, who were right there. So it was a lot of fun. Again, I was out of town. I missed it, but they were so kind to share some of the photos and the video link there. So keep up with Fishbowl. You have all of the necessary information right there that you can keep up with the film. Go out and see it when it does get nationwide released for the general public. But meanwhile, keep up with it on social media so that in case if it comes to a film festival in your city, you can go and support our independent filmmakers as part of what this show is all about. So anyway, we are running out of time here for this edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Want to thank you guys for listening, as always. Make sure you drop us a line, info@filmfestivalradio.com. Let us know what you think about our new segment about the hip-hop music, musical car reviews. Yeah, we had so much fun doing those, and we plan on doing more. So anyway, we're out of time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. I'm Janice Malone. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.